Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Cling to What is Good by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Romans 12:9. Sadness will teach us to cling to what's good for survival. In those ugly cry moments in our lives, we can hold tightly to Christ Jesus and know He absolutely understands how we feel. Paul's words in Romans 12:9 are often the very reason we're clinging as we cry, holding tightly to the comfort Christ Jesus provides. Don't just pretend to love others, he wrote to the Romans, really love them. When we really love others, it's bound to get painful at times. We're all flawed human beings. Paul wrote earlier in his letter to the Roman church, we all fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Joshua was about to take over for Moses, and God's people were the most fickle to lead, always rebelling and losing faith. The Lord faithfully encouraged him through Moses. The Lord is faithful to encourage us today, too. When life gets hard and we find ourselves clinging, turn to the only one who can mend the cracks in our armor. Let's pray. Father, praise you for the way you faithfully place people around us when the hurt is so bad and the fear of connecting with others is paralyzing. Please remind us who we are in Christ Jesus. More than conquerors, we're your children. Equip us with hearts full of encouragement. Fill us with the love we need to heal and move forward and spill onto others who are discouraged and in need of a faith-filled friend. Help us to be encouraged by the same words Moses used to encourage Joshua. Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Deuteronomy 31, 7-8. There is no one person we can guarantee will love us perfectly, but you do, Father. Help us to gain a clear understanding of who we are in Christ and to allow others grace. Help us to see the good in each of us, created in your image. Father, when we find ourselves clinging, it can cause us to fear. Remind us in those moments that you've placed people to encourage and love us, even at times when we're having trouble loving ourselves. Father, when the hurts are too big to talk about, we know the Holy Spirit takes them to you in prayer, and you meet us right where we are. We confess our disobedient tendency to quit and run on people, God. It's hard, and you don't shame or blame us for our feelings of fear. Help us stick it out more, God, to stay with people and learn the remarkable relationships which grow from forgiveness, mercy, grace, and compassion. Mature us to be strong and courageous and to cling to the good. Allow us to see people the way you do, Father, fearfully and wonderfully made. In Jesus' name, amen. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.